This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yes, it is time for a very rare pre-Best Show half hour of power. The Best Show post-show that was the pre-show tonight. 30 minutes of rapid-fire unscreened calls here with me, Tom. And we have the one and only Dudio here, Jason Gore. How are you?
Hello, hello. Very well.
We got Pat Byrne. What's
Happy up? New Year.
Oh, so nice.
Happy New Year.
Very thoughtful. Very I didn't think to do that for the half hour power, but maybe I should have. But you know what? I said it last week.
Yeah, you're covered.
The proper show. Yeah. What do I care? Please. And Mike should be joining us hopefully shortly.
I would say anytime in the next 19 minutes.
Yeah. It'll be, yeah. We're doing this last minute.
Yeah.
And all the phone lines were lit up and everybody hung up. How about that?
I guess we're done.
Thought we weren't doing it because we didn't pick up. And this is a tight half hour power.
Yeah, no, the stopwatch is running.
All right. We were going to pull the plug on this thing because we got Best Show to do.
Yeah.
In a matter of under an hour.
Best Show.
Big show tonight. Right now. I don't know how the show will have turned out. You don't know how, by the time this airs, people will know how it turned out. Could be the worst episode ever. Could be the best episode ever. Who knows? Half hour power. You're on.
Hey, Tom. Hey. First, I want to say I'm a big fan of you and your appearances on Hollywood Handbook. I'm excited for that show tonight.
Oh, you mean the show that happened 3 days ago?
Yeah, dude. And, I mean the one with Hayes and Sean tonight.
Yeah, the one that, this airs on Friday.
Yeah.
So.
This is half hour power.
As far as people know, this happened tonight. This half hour power, this pre-show, is the Friday show. So it happened. Ugh. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you're excited about it. What's your name?
My name is Nathan.
Nathan, what's going on? Where are you calling from, Nathan?
I'm in Tennessee right now. I'm driving to North Carolina, though.
All right. You're here with Dudio and Pat.
What's up, guys?
So you're driving from Tennessee to North Carolina.
What, you going to Asheville?
No, it's a little town called Hickory.
Oh, I know Hickory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. My Kristen is from Black Mountain. So whenever drive to Black Mountain for the holidays, we have to pass through Hickory.
Great.
So,
don't judge it because it's got the word hick in it.
No, it's a great town. It's a great town. Good Mexican food. There's a Hooters there.
There is a Hooters.
There's a Cracker Barrel there.
There is a Cracker Barrel there.
See, I've never been there. I just guessed.
Also, of great furniture. Mm-hmm. You can get great furniture for cheap.
At Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
At Cracker
Barrel. We were the furniture capital of the world for a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're not anymore because nothing gold can stay.
True.
No shortage of rocking chairs available for sale at Cracker Barrel. And I like how Pat cannily played that. He just said he knew the odds were in his favor that there would be a Cracker Barrel if he just said in whatever town in North Carolina he knew the odds were in his favor that there would be a Cracker Barrel.
I would wager that I've maybe even been to it. Like some on some trip somewhere.
Chances are good.
I drove through maybe on that same drive.
Yeah.
And I stopped there for whatever reason. Over the
Get
last
a weird magnet game for the car?
Yeah, or
for kids.
Or the stick the pegs in the wood
sure.
game.
Some oversized checkers.
What are those called?
The triangle.
The peg game.
The yeah. triangle golf tee game.
Triangle yeah. golf tee checker. Game.
Challenge, yeah.
So, what I wanted to really call and ask you guys about is what your thoughts are, or if you have any thoughts yet. I don't know if you've seen this, that Donald Trump apparently likes getting peed on.
Well,
that's something he enjoys.
Breaking news 3 days ago.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Now, the story technically says that the bed was peed on. Does it state that he was peed on? I think it was more about the bed that the Obamas slept in.
I don't really care. I'm choosing to believe that it's a lot funnier if he likes getting peed on, right?
Yeah, it is.
So
I agree.
A, I'm going to believe the story even if it's not true, and B, right. he likes getting peed on is what happened in my brain.
Okay.
And I want to know your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I have. This is news to me. I've spent the last week not listening to the news, listening to Kris Kristofferson CDs that I got in this box set. So I'm as far from following the news as you can be right now.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that Kris Kristofferson actually likes getting pooped on.
What's that now? Oh. Let's go. Let's move on here.
Half hour we
power.
Lost
welcome. Yeah. What? I don't know what happened.
Too bad. It was a good story. I wanted to hear.
Hi.
Hello.
Tom.
Yes.
Hi.
Welcome to the half hour power. You're here with Dudio and Pat. AP Mike's on his way.
How you doing tonight, Tom? This is Adam from Long Island.
Adam from Long Island. Is this the film guy?
This is the film guy. I know some films, but I don't think I'm the film guy, no.
Then you're not the film guy.
How's everything coming? I'm a little more nervous than I thought I'd be.
You relax, bro. Relax. What do you want to say to the crew?
I don't know if there was a topic, but...
Not for the half-hour power, there's not.
I had a link. I tried to get to AP Mike, but the gist of it was the new owners of the UFC were some interesting celebrities. I don't know if that was a good topic or not.
The owners of UFC, which is the Ultimate Fighting Club. Is that what it is? Is it a club?
I think it is a club.
Ultimate Fight Club?
Yeah.
Yes.
So what is that now? It's the thing with the... What is it? It's the Ultimate Fight Challenge? I don't know what...
championship.
Who are the owners of? Okay. Who are the owners?
It got sold to William Morris Endeavors, so it's a whole bunch of celebrities, including Tom Brady, Conor O'Brien, Ben Affleck. It's an interesting list. There's a couple of guys you'd like to maybe rag on. I think Guy Fieri's in there. There's a couple.
Okay, Guy Fieri, celebrity chef. He's a UFC owner, so the UFC Ultimate Fighters must get some free donkey sauce, I guess, right? What's in the donkey sauce? Pat?
I don't know.
I haven't even heard of it.
Andrew? Dudio?
Donkey sauce?
I'm gonna say mayonnaise has to be part of it.
I'm sure. Mayonnaise is a part of any sort of sauce that you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Is usually has mayonnaise and some sort of like hot...
Yeah.
spicy element to it now, where it's just like, yeah, it's my special donkey sauce. So he takes mayonnaise and puts, like, Tabasco in it.
Did you say...
Usually some buttermilk, maybe, something to round it out a little bit.
Did you say Conan owns one, also?
Conan O'Brien, it was based on a lot of people who would consistently buy tickets. So, yeah, seeing Conan O'Brien was pretty odd to me, too.
Here's the recipe for donkey sauce, for anybody who wants to make it at home. 1/4 cup roasted garlic, minced.
Okay.
1 cup of mayonnaise.
There you go.
Right, there you go, Dudio.
Boom.
Guest mayonnaise.
There's your base.
4 dashes Worcestershire sauce.
Okay.
1 teaspoon of hot dog mustard.
What's the difference? Oh, I guess it's just like plain yellow French's.
Yeah. And 8 ounces of donkey.
Oh, that sounds better.
1 quart... No.
No donkey.
No donkey yet.
Okay.
1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt.
Okay.
And 4 pinches of ground black pepper. So it just sounds like dumb hot sauce.
That's not bad.
Like some dumb cream thing.
Sounds like a ranch sauce, like a bad ranch.
Yeah, like a zesty ranch.
I would totally eat that.
They probably have it at Jose Tejas or one of those.
Or Guy Fieri's restaurant in Times Square.
Yeah,
I don't know what the name of the place is, but it doesn't. Donkey sauce doesn't sound that bad.
All right. Well, go eat a bottle of it then. Get off my phone. Half hour power. I don't know what to tell
you. I agree with them.
Yeah.
I agree with them.
Donkey sauce.
Yeah.
So Guy Fieri's there. He probably, if he's like one of like the evil managers in UFC, he like throws donkey sauce in the fighter's eyes, like when the ref's not looking. Is that what happened? UFC's not that like
oh,
that.
Oh, it's that cutthroat. Yeah. Yeah.
Donkey sauce would probably be Guy Fieri's old AOL handle or something, like when he first joined the internet.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to make this someday.
Donkey sauce at CompuServe.net. Hey, you're on the Half Hour Power. What's your name?
Dylan.
Dylan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, you're here with Dudio and Pat Byrne.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. So what's going on, buddy?
I had a question for you guys. I feel like a lot of people call in to the best show or listen to the best show and the Half Hour of Power, hoping to hear your guys' takes on music, movies, books. I know that a lot of my favorite music artists I heard on the best show. And I was wondering if you guys were ever wrong in an initial, like, oh, I love this. And then a couple weeks down the road, you were like, oh, boy, what was I thinking there?
Well, you know, you're allowed to get excited about a thing, and then maybe it doesn't turn out to be your favorite thing. I don't think it means you're wrong, right? You're allowed to get fired up, and then if you on further inspection, that turned out not to be as exciting as I thought it was. I don't think that's some sort of you don't have to look at it as it's not a contest.
That happens.
Well, what about the other way of being like, oh, this thing is trash. I do not like this.
That's
and then a couple of years later, like, oh yeah, this is amazing.
Sure. That's happened to me plenty of times,
all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Slow on the draw on things. I've missed out on things plenty of times. I mean, I remember like one of the big examples for like a major band was it just like I didn't like Radiohead for a long time, and then I finally listened to the OK Computer. I was like, oh, okay, now I understand it. And then I liked the other ones, and then I stopped liking it at a point. But it doesn't mean I don't like the ones I liked. But it did take me a long time to get it, because I think I was letting one thing I'm trying to do, and I think we can all try to do, is to not let our opinions of things be based on reactions to the things. We can let the thing speak for itself, rather than if everybody's all excited about a thing and we feel like we want to push back just because everybody's too excited about it, then you're not being fair to the people who made the thing.
Right.
You're just pushing back against internet hype on a thing, which sometimes is completely true, that things are hyped that aren't that hot when the dust settles. Yeah. But it's very easy to just be like, oh, that sucks, or I don't care about that, just because everybody's blabbing about it at the same time.
I think that's one of the reasons why I want to give La La Land another chance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, chances are good I'm going to hate it the second time.
So you saw it once?
I did see it once, and I enjoyed it.
Or just like kind of?
I saw. We have a screener. Yeah.
Well, excuse me.
Let me throw that one out there.
We have a screener.
I set him up
in the comfort of
our
own home.
You see how Pat runs things?
Wow.
He's like,
right on.
I actually wanted him to say no. It was an illegal stream.
Oh no! Yeah, I know. It was a torrent.
I'm like, oh, we have a screener. Pat's like, how'd you see it in a theater? He knows he's going to say screener.
You know exactly. 100%.
He knew exactly what he was going to say. He just wanted to hear him say screener. How'd you see it? And did you go to the which theater did you go to see it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I didn't go to a theater.
I don't go to theaters at all anymore. I just watch from home.
They mail DVDs to me.
Because, you know, if you could barely see the movie, if it was bad enough copy.
Right, like if it was a fuzzy, like a Bayonne bootleg. Right. No.
So that's something you want to give another chance to?
I want to give it another shot.
What about you, Pat? Anything you want to give another chance to that you feel like maybe you've been too hard on or didn't give a shot to or something that you finally made sense after some time passed?
I've been trying to think. I know it happens more with movies than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I go back to my own radio show to like an older playlist trying to find something else. And I'm like, I can't even believe I played some band or whatever. But it's, all right, I don't even remember it. But it's not good to my ears now. But
so you're saying you're trying to give your radio show a second shot?
What?
Oh. This is the new dynamic here. Pat versus Dudio is taking shape. Usually Mike is the ringer for these things. These two guys.
I'm not even sure how I was hit. What?
Well, he was saying you're giving your radio.
Oh, I see.
I'm saying your radio show is the thing that you hate. You're giving it a second
every
shot.
Week, every Saturday. Yeah. 100%.
No, Pat knows I love him.
Yeah, he's my biggest caller.
I call every week.
Yeah.
I do, to plug the show.
Yeah.
Of course you can.
I agree with you. I don't think you should be able to. It's a commercial free. It's a listener sponsor station.
Yeah,
it's not the place for that. How about you, young person calling? Is there anything you were late to the party on that you realized after the fact?
Yeah, this may be an unpopular opinion, but when I was in college, my brother who was in high school was like, "Oh, you got to hear this Bon Iver album." I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. It's a guy with a guitar. Who cares? But over the years, I've kind of come around. I'm like, you know what? This guy really has something. I know that people weren't the biggest fan of his latest record, but I'm very much into it now.
Maybe I got to check it out. Maybe I was too hard on it. I don't know. Was I? Was I too hard on it?
Perhaps. I think what solidified it for me was watching the NPR live performance of the album on YouTube, where you're just like, oh, this isn't just studio tricks. They're actually producing this music live, which was pretty incredible.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, I'll check it out. Thanks, Brian.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Half hour power. Half hour power, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Oh, not a whole lot. To whom am I speaking?
This is Matt in West Virginia.
Matt in West Virginia. What's up in West Virginia tonight, Matt?
Oh, not much, Tom. I just got off a long day as a UPS driver. Hopped on Twitter to see what the best show had in store and saw you had Sean Hayes and Julie tonight and just called in to express my utter joy.
I don't have Sean Hayes. I have Sean Clements.
Wait, Sean Hayes isn't here tonight?
No, Sean Hayes is
not.
Pat,
do you know this?
Not
so we're not going to be doing no dancing tonight.
There's no, I don't have anyone from Will and Grace here tonight. No, I've Sean Clements and Hayes Davenport and Julie Klausner will be here. So
yes, very excited tonight.
But you guys will be talking Will and Grace on the show,
of course. Yes, it'll be 3 hours of Will and Grace talk.
And then 1.5 hour of Caroline in the City.
Maybe we'll get to that. Now let me just ask you: you're a UPS driver, right?
Yes.
Do you find at the end of your first of all, at the end of your route, do you feel that your arms get weary?
They do get weary.
And does your back get tight?
Back gets tight.
Mm-hmm. And do you find you're on the Queensboro Bridge tonight? Right.
Not every night, but tonight, yes.
You know that song, right? The King of Queens theme. My arms are getting weary. My hands are
getting tight.
My back is getting tight. And what is it? I'm stuck on the Queensboro Bridge tonight.
Bridge tonight.
And all I really want to do is spend my life getting back to you.
Now, they couldn't call it UPS on the show, right?
No, it's like
what
no.
was the company?
Like EPS or something.
Yeah, but it was still brown uniforms.
It was still brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
so you do.
With the, and even had the little yellow shield still too on their chest.
Give us a weird UPS. Not give us a weird UPS story.
Weird UPS story. had a lady that, well, this one, I don't know if it's too weird, but I had a lady the other day. A lot of people always ask every time you come up, what do you got for me? What do you got for me? I'll usually answer, brown box. Same as the last time I saw you.
Oh, so you're fighting.
This time lady asked, what do you got in the box? I said, do you really want me to know? And she looked at the label, and I had already looked at the label. And the label was from a reputable adult vendor. And she looks at the label and says, no, I don't want you to know in the box. I said, all right. Well, then we won't share what's in the box tonight.
Oh.
I did pull up on a driveway one time in the evening and got accosted by two highly drunk older guys in an ATV, pulled up and blocked my vehicle in from getting out of the road and tried to pull me out of the car. That was a fun one.
Pirates.
Yeah.
I had a question for him.
It's like a Captain Phillips situation.
Yeah. I'm the driver now.
What's the policy on tipping a UPS driver? Do people tip you?
I can field this one.
Yeah.
Please.
They'll take anything you give them.
Whatever you got.
These raccoons.
But when's appropriate?
In brown uniforms.
Like Christmas?
Yeah, you don't want to leave your soda pop out on the back porch to stay cool during the winter. I'm definitely going to take one of those.
Yeah. I would say, for a driver,
mm-hmm.
I would say it depends on how frequently you get packages. If you get packages once every while, it's like, yeah, well, it's a service, and it was you were paid to get it shipped to you. I would hope the driver wouldn't expect something just because they come to your house once every couple months.
Right. If there's a personal connection with you and your driver,
any kind of personal thing, then you tip somebody.
Yeah.
Or 'cause
I agree.
Also, tips to ensure proper service.
Absolutely you tip correct. I had a lady this year. I'm not looking for tips ever. But we had a lady this Christmas. In no less than 2.5 weeks, I delivered 70 packages to her home.
Woo.
Two of which were industrial size meat smokers.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of thing now. You want to take care of your driver because they're lugging the thing and they're gonna not, now they might not just do the bare minimum with it in terms of dropping it where they can drop it.
Which is what happened by the end of the 2 weeks with this lady, because it was a 200-yard walk to her front door, and I just could not take it after the end of the 2 weeks and never got a thank you. So you are correct. We'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Were those meat smokers impulse buys or something that she needed?
It's interesting you ask, because I pulled up the one day with the second meat smoker, and the husband is getting out of his car, and I'm like, oh, sweet. We can just load it in the back of the car, and he can drive him down to the house. No problem.
Yeah.
So he gets out of his car. I open up the back doors to the truck, normally meaning I've got some stuff for you. Yeah. He starts to walk to the house.
Yeah.
I say, sir, hello. And he turns around, and he walks back slowly, and I step out of the vehicle with another meat smoker in 9 boxes, and he has got a look of absolute shock on his face. And I say, I kind of read him for a second, and I go, oh, you had no idea these were coming to the house, did you? And he goes, no, I did not. As soon as she got that Amazon Echo, it's been over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm thinking there's a lot of impulse buys, you know, listening to the radio, talking about smoked meats, and here in West Virginia, everybody hunting, and she's like, I need a smoker. So she just gets right on the Echo and orders that smoker.
All right. Well, that's a great call, and I appreciate the story. Happy New Year. Half hour power. How much time?
We are at, let's see, 8 minutes left.
8 minutes left. Yeah. Welcome to the half hour power, caller.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. You're here with me and Dudio and Pat Byrne. Hello. AP Mike is on his way.
Oh, hello, everyone. I was just calling. I was wondering, did you decide on a catchphrase for 2017 yet?
I kind of like, we get it, they don't. I think that one was the front runner.
Yeah, I think a lot of people enjoyed that one, too.
Okay, right, I'm cool.
What about you? What do you think?
Well, I was going to suggest from when you ended the show in Dog-cember with a goat jumping a lake with a best show.
that's pretty good.
That is a good one.
Goat jumping a lake. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, that's all I had. All right, thanks, guys.
And thank you. See, that's the idea. Rapid fire.
Yeah, that's it. In and out.
That last guy worked for Amazon, I think.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. He managed to slip in, you know, that thing is it's so, the orders show up so quickly.
The Echo, it's so great at $99.99.
Do you have an Echo? Do you?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Do you have an Echo?
Hey, you could not pay me to get one of those monitoring devices.
Yeah, where you just are, Alexa.
That people are paying to have installed.
I think it's like $139 for like the tower thing.
And you have to realize in a science fiction movie, when the world is taken over and monitored, in those movies, people didn't pay for their monitoring devices. That's how bad it is now. It's actually a thing where people pay. They've pulled the ultimate. It's like bond. It's like in the Chinese government when they make the families pay for the bullets to shoot their something hard. It's almost as horrible as that. It's horrible. People pay for the thing. Nothing I could find out about Alexa. Nothing. Yeah. Really. So.
Do you use Siri?
No.
You don't.
Oh, do you?
Hey Siri. Yeah, I use it a lot.
What is it, Dudio?
Refer to me as Dudio from now on.
Okay, Dudio.
See? It's great.
Yes, Dudio. Siri didn't do anything.
Right now it says, hey, Siri. Yeah, what?
I thought so.
Yeah, okay, great.
I thought so. That was the wrong answer.
Perfect.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
I thought so. I thought you said.
That was it.
Okay, it's good that Siri thought so.
Yeah.
That wasn't the point.
Siri, do you think so? Sometimes it works. Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How much time left?
We are at 5 minutes.
All right. Well, let's start to wrap it up. Pat, anything to plug? Anything? Anything going on? You're doing your show every Saturday night. Prove It All Night.
It is a great show.
Thank you. It really is.
The breakout show on WFMU every Saturday from 9 p.m. to midnight.
It's a fun time. Anything to plug?
You have some interesting callers, too.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, we're getting callers now, which is good. I had something to plug. I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
Terrible. Studio?
Any live shows, Studio? Anything?
I'm on a new UCB mod team called Bunt. Okay. Bunt Cake, B-U-N-D-T.
Sure.
Our first show is the 30th of this month at UCB Chelsea.
Okay.
So come out.
People can check that out.
At UCBtheater.com.
Go there and check out Jason Gore.
Yeah. Exactly.
Jason Gore.
Gore. Also, I created The Young Pope.
That's right. Congrats.
This thing. Well,
that's on
the
Sunday.
The thing that we had talked about on The Best Show 3 days ago. That I'm writing down now in my notes. Dudio, Young Pope.
Yeah. So that's a big deal for me and my family.
Based on a tweet by Jason Gore.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like when it said on Everybody Loves Raymond, where it'd be like, based on the... Like, what was it? Based on the comedy.
The comedy of Ray Romano. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
What do you do to get that credit in your thing?
It's got to say based on the comedy of me. Yeah. It's not fair.
The kids are up now. What are you?
Sure, I don't write any of the episodes, but it's based on the comedy.
Is it? You go on stage and talk about being a sports reporter?
I'm a sports reporter with no ideas.
Yeah. And you're married, and then you got your big brother come.
No, none of that happens, actually. But,
I really sound like this.
Yeah. Look here, Raymond. Raymond, I don't know what your problem is. What's your problem, Raymond?
Why'd you wake the kids?
I woke the kids. It's everybody with you. Everybody. You and your wife. Everybody, you think you're better than everybody. Maybe that's why the show's called Everybody Loves Raymond. I just realized that.
It's the last episode.
And he did those commercials, those thing where he played Frankenstein. Brad Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of sick when you think of the company, the way Apple operates, basically enslaving people, and then he plays Frankenstein, who is a slave of a scientist.
Yeah.
Who did not ask to be brought to life. He's sticking light bulbs in. He was sent Frankenstein over to free the workers in those factories.
Playing God also. Apple.
Yes. Yes, Pat. You're the smart one of the group.
What?
I thought Mike was.
What?
Then I thought, Dudio's the clever. Well, no, he's not the clever one.
What?
Dudio's all heart.
All heart? Like a denim jacket?
I think...
he's like the Jay Leno.
Can
you get the door?
Oh, is that Mike?
I heard the buzzer.
I was about to say, I think Mike's secretly pretty bad.
I think he's here enough to say goodbye.
Well, let's let Mike... I'm going to let Mike talk for 5 minutes.
Okay. One thing I do want to plug is Best Show 24/7.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to it yet, check it out. We're constantly beefing up the library. And if you want to get involved in terms of helping us pull clips from all eras of The Best Show, just reach out to me at jason@thebestshow.net.
You go to thebestshow.net/247.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to plug.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. We had to do it before because we have so many guests tonight. We're never going to get to do it afterwards. Okay. I'm sorry. I know you're out and about and, let's talk for a few minutes. Yeah, that's fine. Look. So what's up, Mike?
Not a whole lot.
Anything on your mind? I know I'm throwing you a curveball. I know you're not warmed up now.
Well, there has been something over the last couple of weeks.
Uh-oh.
The guys in the room really want to meet you, Tom.
The music room?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For people who don't... Okay. What was that now? What just fell?
Phone fell off my lap.
Oh, he's the smart one?
Fair enough. I was just saying that Mike... I thought Mike was the smart one. Now I was going to say Pat's the smart one. And Jason wanted to know why I wasn't considering him the smart one.
Okay.
But now... I'm still not considering you the smart one.
Still the heart.
I took it away from Pat, though.
Okay.
Right now, no one...
I was just handed a dunce cap.
Yeah. I just need to order an extra dunce cap.
So it'll be two.
I don't know.
Whoever's not wearing.
There's four, actually. Four dunce caps. You think I'm not wearing one? So for people, Mike started hanging out with this guy who's got the ultimate stereo system.
Yeah.
And they go over and they listen to Steely Dan bootlegs.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. He's got thousands of, he's into downloading stuff off the internet.
And they'll be like, what's he like? Mike, check this one out. This is Steely Dan at the Beacon Theater doing... This is them doing... Listen to this version of Peg.
Yeah, he does like bootlegs. And, I mean, he had the CD versions, you know. Mm-hmm. He was always buying the CD versions of all these bootlegs. And, yeah, I mean, I try to stump him. I'll try and bring something thinking maybe he doesn't have it. And sure enough, I bring it in. He's got it already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they want me to come over, though.
Yeah,
what am I going to do?
I told him that I'm involved with a radio show.
Can you imagine?
And I told him it was a comedy show. Mm-hmm. And every time I tell anybody that I'm involved with a comedy show, they laugh in my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they don't realize you're funny.
They don't get it. Yeah, they don't get it.
If Tom went, could we come and record it?
Uh-huh. Well, that would be up to Tom. But
only a few people can be inside the USS.
Oh,
They now refer to you, Tom, as the funny man. And they like... yeah.
I feel like I can go to this thing.
Bobby
How
K.
many guys?
Bobby? Well, it varies. You know, he sends out the call on Wednesday nights. and if you want to go, he calls it pain management night. You know, you can go up into the room, listen to some music. Yeah, uh-huh. You can drink, yeah.
Yeah.
They also partake of other things.
Okay.
Edibles is, I think,
certainly a game. Okay, great. Edibles. I'm going to go up there.
But, yeah, I thought maybe, you know, you give them 30 minutes, you know, do a free...
like 30 what, minutes. A set?
Oh, my. This
tight 30?
Mike, yeah, this tight 30, like yeah, this, tight 30.
This one might not leave the runway.
I think I'd leave. it'd be a feather in my cap, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it, Mike.
I gotta get some pictures. You know, I've been meaning to get some pictures. They take pictures with their phones. They send it to me, and somehow I never get the photos.
And speaking of pictures, your headshots are back in stock.
Yes, they are.
AP Mike has his headshots. You go to apmike.bandcamp.com to get those. Uh-huh. And you go to patreon.com/thebestshow to support the best show. If you can, we appreciate it. Any help helps keep the show going. We don't do ads anymore, so we just rely on listener backing. So if you can, please do. And this is the I'm going to wrap it up because I got to get ready for the full show now, the half hour power. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back soon. Bye.
Bye.
Yep.